Arizona, we help your feeling all right. If not, stay tuned. We'll help you get there. It's the Rosie on the House Saturday morning live radio broadcast now on hour number four of our weekly program, where we dive into one specific area inside or on your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Absolutely. Hey, we ought to mention our contest we've got going on right now.
If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com, scroll down on the left-hand side, you'll see our featured blogs. You'll see what room in your house do you hate the title. I find a better title, but it's...
The room you hate.
The room you hate. Click on it. You can get the contest rules and how to enter. And for those that enter... Who's selecting? Have we decided that yet?
No, not yet.
I haven't read the rules
but
yet.
We're running
I should probably do that real quick.
We still have time because it runs through the end of October.
All right,
it runs through Halloween. The room that scares you the most.
We got some time.
Maybe
to
we could change
out.
It to that.
There
Halloween
you go.
Themed. The scariest room in your house.
Scary room in your house.
A room you hate the most. Send us a short essay. I'm just talking like one or two lines, okay? I'm not talking about a novel. I'm just talking about one or two lines and a picture of the room. Send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll pick that one worst room, and we'll put our interior design experts to work for you to do what we can about transforming that room before the holidays get here. We'll provide up to $350 of material and tools and products to help you get that done. We can go a long, long way with $350 with some PPG Pittsburgh paints and some PPG Pittsburgh brushes and rollers and pans and screens and drop cloths. We can transform a room. So you can win at rosieonthehouse.com. Hey, today's article in the Arizona Republic is dealing with floor covering, and that can certainly transform your room. We brought in a special guest, Mr. Vaughn Payne of East Valley Floors, our Rosie Certified Flooring Specialist serving the Maricopa County area. Vaughn, we appreciate carving time out of your family time and Saturday to come in and join us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I understand you were doing a little running around yesterday, too, huh?
I got to go all the way to the Gila Valley and check on a flooring job we're doing. I have a first cousin who's a very close family friend and took care of her wood floor, and it's turned out real nice.
All right. So you're doing a little running around here.
Yeah.
Hey, the article today talks about just the different products that are coming out on the market right now. At East Valley Floors, what are y'all seeing are the current trends right now?
Tile planks have gotten very, very popular, and they have their pros and their cons. And I think I've mentioned this before in the past, that my experience has been that my sister introduced this question to me years ago in the late 80s. She said she had six kids, and she said, "Vaughn, find me the perfect floor for my house." And I said, "Okay, I'll think about it." A couple of days later, I called her back, and I said, "Carolyn, when I find that perfect floor, you'll read about me in Forbes magazine. I'll be a billionaire because it's not one size or one size fits all. Some people prefer tile. Some people prefer wood. Some people prefer carpet. And budget's not an issue."
Romy, when you built your own bachelor pad custom home, what was your perfect floor?
Concrete.
Stamped concrete.
It was. Well, I stamped the patio.
Okay.
And then on the interior, I did an acid stain. Mm-hmm. And I did it not the same pattern and style through the whole home to break it up.
Oh, he did saw cut patterns in it. I mean, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It probably is still gorgeous.
The bedrooms, I made 2 foot. Diamond saw cuts. I was going to do a lot smaller, and the guy I was talking to said, "You know what? The more cuts and the smaller you make, the cheaper it'll look. You want it to look like high end stone carved." So I made them 2 foot and did it in diamond pattern, and then I stained each diamond differently.
Nice.
And then sealed that, and he was right. It made it look 1,000 times better. And what was the hardest part was he said, "Don't make it look retrofit either. You can't saw cut all the way to a wall. You know, you've got the
right.
So what they do in retrofit is they will saw cut
a border.
Exactly. About 12 inches away from the wall and then saw cut to those borders. So you don't want to do that. So I had to saw cut before the walls went up, which was really easy, on the external walls, but it was really hard to map out on the internal. You know, you're doing a 2x4 interior 4-foot wall.
Where does that cut stop and start?
Your margin of error is pretty narrow. And then you've got plumbing pipes you had to go around to continue through walls. I mean, it took me a long time to mark it out.
And so that's his perfect floor. And then you walked in the house, and it was all stained, a leather color, and it had brands of Arizona stamped into the concrete. I mean, it was good looking. So that's his perfect.
And if that was a bachelor pad product, they should have probably put a drain in the middle of the floor, too.
Absolutely. One big right. floor drain for
I had a sliding glass door on the back patio. It all just went
there
out,
you go. Now, I grew up in a home that was designed by Benny Gonzalez, and for the floor, they actually just laid bricks, and that was the floor. I mean, we had to literally wear shoes the first 6 months we were there until our feet got tough enough just to be calloused enough to deal with it. And Mom was told to treat those bricks and to keep them, actually go to Conway Chevron at Scottsdale and Shea, Mr. Conway on the Chevron station there, and just ask him to save the used motor oil that comes out of the cars he's changing the oil in. And then twice a year, you mop the bricks with dirty motor oil.
My goodness.
This is in a Benny Gonzalez home in the heart of Paradise Valley back in the old days in the 60s. But that's how Mom treated her floor, with used motor oil.
How about that?
Now go figure it. That was the perfect fit there. Mm-hmm. What's your perfect fit at your house?
I am a huge fan of natural hardwood. And the beauty of a real wood floor, and even when stone is called for, I much prefer a natural stone to a glazed imitation. But again, we've talked about before, a glazed tile has benefits and characteristics that make it easier to keep clean. So if you've got a fairly young family or with lots of spills and things like that, a glazed porcelain tile that imitates wood, for example, can be a great product. And so I really like the look of wood look products, and I brought in a few samples for you to consider, but most of the products we do now are rectangular, and they can be as much as a 12 by 36. There's some planks that are 8 by 48 inch long. The downside to that is a 48 inch plank requires a very, very flat subfloor.
Oh, I mean like very flat.
Commercial style concrete level.
Yeah.
Or you spend a lot of time having us grind or fill the subfloor so that tile is flat. Otherwise, you get what we call toe stubbers, which everybody knows what that feels like. Mm. And those are never any fun. So tile, longer planks have to be installed very, very well. So incrementally, the price goes up as you buy a larger tile and have an installer install it for you.
But popular, that's what you're seeing go out of the showroom a lot right now?
It's a little bit of a trend, I think. There's a lot of gray tones being used right now, but those are a little bit trendy as well, too. And
these are all ceramic?
Glazed porcelain is
porcelain.
95% of what we install. And porcelain is stronger, more dense, less absorptive. So it's a better overall product, and it's stronger in general.
There's a lot of and it's color through, too, as well, right?
Some of them are, yes.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. A lot of commercial products are, but not most residential.
Okay. So then you've got... You have grout joints with this.
Certainly.
And I've always said I love tile, but I hate grout.
Absolutely correct. The traditional tile grout is basically colored concrete when you cut it right down to it. There are some additives they put in to make it less stain resistant or more stain resistant. But in reality, the traditional grouts are just concrete, and so they absorb oils and spills and things like that.
And soap and residue and dirt.
And
grout's almost as filthy as carpet, Vaughn.
I love a clean tile and a clean grout. But you walk into homeowners' houses and you can tell the middle of the floor is one color and the edge of the floor is a lighter tone generally. But there are some new products that have come out in the last few years. Custom Building Products is a worldwide company.
Sure.
And a couple of others that have now invented a grout that is non-water-based, non-cement-based. And so they are much easier to resist stains, and they are more color constant. So you could do a repair, say, a year from now, and the grout color is going to stay exactly the same color.
Wow. Now, this is new. I'm not familiar with it. When we wanted to get that kind of a grout finish historically, and we did in a lot of the custom homes we built and remodeled, we would just go to an epoxy grout.
Correct. They call that a commercial grout. And you would use epoxy in a lot of restaurants where they're using a hot mop or severe stains and spills that they needed to clean up. But epoxy is, A, very pricey, I'm sure you know, and cleanup on it is bad enough that my installers would go to Goodwill the day of the job, buy new clothing, and they would buy disposable trowels because the cleanup and their sponges are all shot at the end of the day. So they would, and so the price had to reflect all those things. This new product, Fusion Pro, is made by Custom, and the Mape brand we like also. Very, very easy to clean up in relation, and it's dramatically less expensive than epoxy.
A much lower maintenance grout.
Dramatically lower. So, I will not do a shower or a wet area, we call it, of tile for a customer now unless they use one of these types of grouts.
All right. So the new grout, the new ceramic products, and we're going to talk a little bit more when we get back at the later break. We're going to talk to a specialist on this same topic from Tucson, with Apollo Flooring in our next segment. Y'all stay tuned. This could be a great segment. And we'll be back with Vaughn Payne of East Valley Floors. If you'd like to join the conversation, our lines are open. My sweet wife, Miss Jennifer, is on the call screening station at 1-888-767-4348. When you're going into a remodel or a new home, flooring is critical. It absolutely drives, in many cases, the color of your cabinets, your countertops, your painting, your doors, your casing, your jams, and everything. Selecting the right floor covering. How do you do it? We've got the experts here to visit with you about that right here at Rosie on the House. 1-888-767-4348.